All right, so we'll get started.
You have in front of you is
some really unbelievable, important pages that we'll get started with, and God willing, we'll finish up next week because it's a lot. It's from the Sefer Talei Chaim. I don't know what Talei Chaim is. Talei Chaim. Might have seen them around the base. Everywhere, all around there, it's Israel.
Sorry, guys.
Huh?
Sorry, guys.
Sorry?
Oh,
Chagai Tishrei is the name of the... He's got tons of Sfarim. Although Chagai is the name, so that's fair enough. So he's got books on all the Torah and specific types of... many different topics, whether it's Geula or whether it's Achdus, and calling Kitav Iranen or Yechad Abaveinu. But he's a person who's living now. He's known as the Chalban. His name is Reb Chaim Cohen. What does the Chalban mean? Chalban. Cheese maker. He's a cheese man. He runs a cheese factory in Tel Aviv. He still does.
Okay.
I was zocher to meet with him many times in my life, thank God. And I met with him in his cheese factory in the middle of Tel Aviv. He makes the Bulgarian cheese for God Cheese. You know the cheese with the old man on it? That's him. Well, that's not him. That's not him. But he actually, he's a man you actually can't tell... You can't tell that he's a huge mekubal, probably one of the greatest mekubal living today. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have a beard, has a litvish, you know, like one of those Samuel Jackson hats, just not backwards, forwards. And,
The kangaroo, whatever.
He looks right. You know the Samuel Jackson ones. Also the
he offers cat.
Kingu, yeah.
You definitely do. You know exactly what you're talking about.
Oliver Twist. Poor, you know, Poland ghetto hat, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like an old man hat?
Yeah, old man hat. Yeah, he's an old man, so. Whatever, looks like a little Litvish grandfather.
No one, like a coffer hat.
Yes.
Yeah. No one wears it backwards,
then. Oh, Sam Jackson wears it backwards. Come on, you gotta know that. Come on, you gotta be holding Sam Jackson. That's his look. Okay. So he's an unbelievable mekubal. His farim are now being published. He gives many sichas. He starts off with sichas are online. You're welcome to look at them. They're extremely difficult to understand. People go to a shir thinking, oh, I'll get a nice 30-minute shir in there, and he starts talking, and 3.5 hours later, then he's like, okay, we'll stop here. It's just like almost, it's unbelievable. You walk into a room and feel the power of someone with yira, not fear, but seeing. Someone, not a Navi, because we don't have Naviim, but there's still people with the power of yira, that they're able to see things that we can't. That's the famous question that the Alter Rebbe brings down, if I'm not mistaken. Chabad is right there, what do you know? That he asked, why in the Animam does it say that Avraham Avinu was, that Moshe Rabbeinu is a separate, well, it says, right, we have to believe in all the Nevi'im and what they say, and then there's a separate Animam that says, Moshe Rabbeinu haya av l'Nevi'im l'fanav v'lakod menachrof, that he was the greatest Navi of all time, before and after, even coming Navi'im in the future. And so he answers, because Navis have Nevuah, they get Nevuah, it comes to them. They're usually not always Talmidei Chachamim, not always Tzaddikim. Nevuah, we know Bilam, right? It wasn't Navi, it wasn't a Talmid Chacham at all, it was a Rashi. But the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Navi is that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi who had Yira, right? He saw the back of God's head. He was able to see and understand. He had Chachma that went along with his Nevuah, that he was able to understand at a much higher level than any Navi could and will be able to. So we say Moshe Rabbeinu is Avla Nevi'im Lefanav Lekod Nachron. But here we have someone who's a Baal Yira, by someone who can see. I mean, it's scary. I'm with my bar mitzvah for the first time. Remember, seven people were in line in front of me. All 7 people came out crying, one at a time. 15 minutes in between. I went to go see Makobo, get a bracha, ask him, you know, whatever. All the people came out crying.
Yeah, they call him a rabbi.
Sure, he slapped me in the face.
Yeah, so he came to the yeshiva, and everyone was a few people like had went in and just came out like bawling.
Yeah, I didn't come out bawling when he slapped me in the face. Came out neged. That was in high school.
Came out what?
Neged.
That's neged.
Against. Came out like a punky high school kid. Who is this guy? Yeah, Anyway, so in this brand new Sefer, the Sefer literally just came out. There's already a Sefer on Elul and Tishrei. There's a new Sefer that came out called Chagei Tishrei, which is on Tishrei, right? Yamim Noraim, Sukkos, etc. And it's different than the last Sefer. It's brand new. Don't think it's in America yet, so you can go back to the Americans if you have a Sefer that they don't have. But there's an unbelievable Sikh here, and like I said, this is the sheer and understanding Tefillah, by the way. So we're going to talk a little bit in preparation, and next week we'll continue after Rosh Hashanah, God willing, if there's time, if there's a Mikdash and everything. We're going to talk about Tefillah Siyam Naran. And here he talks specifically about it, right? Most people don't talk about the Tefillah, they talk about what the Tefillahs are about, how we're closer to God, and how do we get closer to God. But most people don't talk about the actual Tefillah itself. The Peirushan Tefillah, what's it about? Why are we saying these things? I'm going to give a little introduction next. We're going to get more into the actual words of the Tefillah itself. But here we're going to start on the Maimer is called Tefillah Siyam Naran, on page Reishon and Zayin. Tefillah Siyam Naran. That's right, so simple. It's very difficult to say, very difficult to say. Like I said, he's a Makobo. He's amazing, straight Makobo. Kosev Rabbeinu HaRamchal, Maimer HaChachmei. We all know who the Ramchal is, right? Okay, so did you know he's a Makobo? Ramchal is a Makobo. Ramchal is a Makobo, aside from Tzilas Hasharim and a little bit of Derech Hashem, he's a Makobo. Which those Sfarim, if you really understood them, very, 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 very deep Kabbalah. It's two levels of reading the Sefer. So Kosev Rabbeinu Ramchal, Maimer HaChachmei. It's Maimer HaChachmei, the Ramchal writes, Biyom Rosh Hashanah Ha'adon Baruch Hu Omid Kibiyachol B'Bechinas Melech Al Olamo. On the day of Rosh Hashanah, the Master HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands Kibiyachol, if you will, not actually stands, he's in our feet. B'Bechinas Melech Al Olamo. What is this concept? He's this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kibiyachol standing as King on the world. He's a King, right? HaMelech Basadeh, we know. Melech, Malchei, Amlachim, we all know that's the theme of the Yom Yoram, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, right? We sing here, right? Chai Olamim, Hamlucha Ve'amem Shal, Chai Olamim. B'al King, Hine Hashar Re'uil Yitpalel V'fanam She'igala Malchuso Legamrei Be'olam Yitukan Ha'olam Ha'idezeh. Therefore, says Ramchal, it's a fitting time to daven. To daven for what specifically? As many things we need to daven from Rosh Hashanah. In Yom Naran specifically. But Yom Rosh Hashanah, since he is Melech, we should daven that he should reveal to us the complete Melucha. To really understand that we can see God a lot more and see why he's the Melech and see how he's in charge of everything, right? We don't see everything that's going on in the White House. We don't see everything that's going on in the Knesset. We don't see these things that are all, and it's probably better that way. That's some things we don't understand and we don't see, and why this person does that and this politician does this, and sometimes it's for the wrong reasons, sometimes for the right reasons, and we just don't understand. So but we're davening that, and we should see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sholeit on this world, how he runs this world, why did this happen, right? Why did that happen? Why should this happen? Why isn't this happening? There's a reason for everything in this world. According to the Baal Shem Tov, there's a reason why the leaf fell off the tree so it can have shade for a caterpillar, which could then go back in the dirt, etc. There's a reason for everything. And we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself, his kingship, of how he rules the world, so we can understand how Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, how everything is one. Fine. So we want him to completely reveal himself. Some things we do understand, right? Now we understand, of course, 2,000 years later, the famous, I think I told you this story, that Tzvi Leshem, big Talmud Chacham, so he asked about 25 years ago, I was zocher to learn Chavrus with him for 2 years. And he asked Rav Hadar about 20 years ago, Rav Hadar Shlita, and he said to him, he just got so upset. It was around Hanukkah time, and he said, "No, Rebbe, Rav Hadar, I don't understand, why did the Holocaust happen?" Usually he would never ask such a question. Usually no one asks such a question, because we know, who knows, right? But he was so fed up, it was bothering him so much. Around Hanukkah time, he just said, "No, Rebbe Shlita, why the Holocaust happened? Just tell me." Rav Hadari says to him, "It's been 2,000 years since Hanukkah, and you're asking me now?" And walked away. What's the name of Shaul? He's saying it took this amount of time. It took 2,000 years. It took all these amounts of years till we just began to understand why Hanukkah happened. We still don't fully understand. of that we were started to become like the Greeks and the Vodazara and all these things. And specific, but you think that they knew what was going on so much? Maybe a little bit more than we do. And they had Nevuah. They had people telling them what was going on. And still they probably didn't realize what would happen. They didn't believe that. Even with Nevuah, they didn't believe, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Well, of course not. He's not going to place idols in the Beis HaMikdash. It's his home. Right? Now we're beginning to understand why. We have to take in those lessons. But he says, what he's essentially saying was, you're going to ask me about the Holocaust. It's only, well, then it was 40, 50 years after the Holocaust, and you're asking me, yeah, it's almost like a chutzpah, you're asking me. Well, maybe we'll understand a little bit more in the future. But that's one of those things we're doubting for, is to understand why do these things happen. Not to believe that they're the wrong thing, because everything Kadosh Baruch Hu is ratzo, is his ratzon and tzarech, and needs to happen. But why? Okay, we'll find out in the future, God willing. Mashiach will be megala to us all, many of the sodas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zugi evni yisod l'seir ha'tfila. So that was what the Ramchal said. The Chaban continues, Zugi evni yisod l'seir ha'tfila miyuchad shal yam narayim b'chlau. B'yom Rosh Hashanah, b'yom ha'kipurim b'frant. This is the foundation stone for the order of the tfila, specifically for the Yom Narayim. Generally, right, for the Yom Narayim, including Tishrei and everything. Oh, let's say Yom Narayim, Rosh Hashanah, Slichos, and Yom Kippur. Uvifrat, Yom Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Bifrat, and specifically Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Is that what's once again we're asking Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shegalu Machusol Legamre Be'olam, that he should completely reveal himself, completely reveal his kingship in this world. Just like the Ramchal finishes off at the end of this whole Maimer, and it's a quote, V'al Iker Zed Nivne Kol HaNusach HaNosef HaZeh. And therefore, this is the Iker, this is the root of how it's built together, the Nusach of the Tefillah, and everything that's added to it. And we're going to get into which parts are added and why, but if you remember where in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are things really added? What's the longest bracha? The real addition. I'm not saying Musaf in Yom Kippur, because that's all the karbanos and everything like that. But no, what's the thing that's added most? The bracha of Atah Kadosh. All right, everyone makes that same mistake. Atah Kadosh v'chol me'asecha v'chol yom yalu chasel. Excuse me, and then. Everyone says a Melech HaKadosh, but Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur continues. L'dor v'dom lichu, v'chein yizu, v'chein, v'chein tinkav, v'chein tzadikim, kadosh, v'tav v'nor shemach, and continues. And then brachat Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. That bracha is extended out. We're going to get into why specifically tomorrow, but he says this is the reason why it's extended over there, specifically. This is the root for it. And what's the root, again? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be megala everything, megala his complete, reveal his complete malchus in this world, and how he surely done things. Erech atzim yishul tefilas yom Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim. There's deep, deep explanations, we know, very deep explanations that people talk about in the Siddurim, right? There are a million machzorim with people's perushim of why, specifically, yom Rosh Hashanah, yom Kippur, elyon ma'od. Many, many, many writings, Rosh Hashanah. Archu ramuz b'sefer tehillim b'yomro. He goes early, and he goes to the earliest books for an explanation. Let's say for Tehillim Kaf Bet, Psukim Yud Gimel to Chav Gimel, Tam Psukim. The Atah says the Psukim Tehillim, V'Atah Hashem Li Olam Teshev Zichrecha L'Dor V'Dor, Atah Takum Terachem Tzion Ki Sechana Kiva Moed, right? This is Tefillah Slani Ki Yatov, if you know this one. It's a very, very important Tefillah, very important Tehillim. But says already after in Pasuk Yud Gimel, after it's a little bit depressing and it gets more positive in the Tehillim. And you, Hashem, Leolam Teshev, Zirchal Dovid Dovdor, you're always going to be in charge, you're always going to be in this world, you're going to remember us forever and ever. Atah Takum Terachem Tzion. You're the one who's going to have Rachmanis on Tzion, you're going to rebuild it. Ki Eit Lechener Nakiva Moed. And we're waiting for that time. That time is going to be a Moed, it's going to be an unbelievable day. Ki Ratzu Avadecha Es Avaneh. This is the famous Gemara. All the famous Gemaras of the Kizubas of the different right? Tzadikim rolling around in the dirt and kissing the rats of Akka, all these famous things. This comes from this pasuk, Ki ratzu avadecha es avanea, because your servants want the stones of our Eretz Yisrael, obviously, as afara yichoneinu, and then it's in its dirt. There will be chen, it's going to be great. We find greatness in it, even in the dirt, even in the lowest parts of Eretz Yisrael, which is, we know is shechit, it's your shmita. We know how great and holy the soil is. V'yiru goyim, Hashem Hashem, v'chol malchei haaretz es kvodecha. And the goyim will see the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the kingship in his world, and how he runs it, as kvodecha, and how he's honorful, onerous. Kivana Hashem tzion nira b'chvodo. Because he will build, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will build Tzion, build Yerushalayim, Nira v'chvodo, he's going to build it in his honor. You're going to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's his city, it's his place. Pone el tfilas ha'ar v'lo vaza et tfilatam. We turn towards these waking up tfilas, so to speak, and we don't spoil our own tfilas, meaning nothing will go to waste, all tfilas are good. Explain now. He's going to get into that pasuk. It's a difficult pasuk. Tikatev zot l'dor acharon v'am nivra yahaloyah. And this is written for the final generation. Obviously, the dor Mashiach should be us. V'am nivra yahaloyah, and the nation that was created, Am Yisrael, of course, was created in God's name. Ki hishkif mimrom kadsho Hashem ishmaim aleretz yibit lishma and katatiyul afateich b'nei mital saper b'tzkiun shem Hashem tilasam b'yushalayim. We're going to continue to say the Tilos Yerushalayim, back the old Yerushalayim, Bikabitz, Am Yachtov, and all the nations will come together, Mamlechos Levar Hashem, and all the kings and governments and everything will come, and they're all going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'al Psukim Elu Om Lecham B'Medrash B'Zul Hashem. And the Medrash on Tehillim talks about this Tehillim, a very, very, very deep Tehillim, very different, very important ways. I've heard numerous shir on this Tehillim. Some people connect it to the Holocaust, some people say Ikvas of the Mashiach, some people, very deep. Any idea that you could pull out of it is a very deep philosophical idea that really has no answer for us. But the Medrash on Tehillim, I believe it's the Medrash Shachar Tov, he doesn't say it, but the Mizmor Kuf Beis says, Davar Acher, Pana al Tfilas Har. We turn to these, he's going to turn these tefillos of awakening almost. Amr of Yitzchak, klape doros amr. This is talking about the tefillos of all the generations. That's what he's talking about. She'ein lahem lo navi, v'lo kohen, v'lo b'isa mikdosh yichaper lehem. Right, we know in the last 2,000 years, we haven't had a Nevi'im Rachman al-Litzlan, we haven't had a Kohanim Rachman al-Litzlan, we haven't had a b'isa mikdosh. That could be mechaper on our sins, Rachman al-Litzlan. Right, all we have is tefillah. We don't have any of these things. Ela'ot tefillah echad shenishtayir lahem shemitpalim rishon v'yom kippurim. The only tefillah that was left, the only thing that we have left, we don't have a kohen and navir beis hamikdash to mechaper for us. All we have left is the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is the Medrash Tehillim. V'lo tevazeh otamahem. And don't ruin those. Don't spoil that for yourself. Don't make a bizayon of it. Don't just, you know, read it through, Yotzei, check, to do. Have ye v'lo vazet filasam. Right, it says it in the Tehillim itself. In the Tehillim itself, it says v'lo vazet filasam. The Medrash says it when it says, do not spoil those tefillos. They're talking about the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Tikatev zot l'dor achron v'am nivra. It was written for which door? The generation of Mashiach. And the nation that was created, Am Yisrael. Medrash is saying this: if you're not mevazen in those tefillos, if you don't spoil, if you don't just throw away those tefillos, and you don't make a bizarion of those tefillos, you could be the dor acharon in the Am Nivra, because we know in every generation Mashiach is born. Whether or not we bring Mashiach or not is on our part. Right? Gemara brings down every generation that doesn't bring Mashiach. It's ki'ilu. Right.
So it says about
right. Any door that didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, Skilu, he was charav in the Beis HaMikdash. Skilu, he destroyed it himself. He pulled out the stones himself. It says it backwards here. Who's ever Mavaza says the Medrash on Tehillim that whoever takes advantage of those tefillos of what we have left, once again, no more Kohen, Navi, and Beis HaMikdash that be mechaper on us. We know that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is mechaper for us. And if we take advantage of those, that can bring Mashiach. We could be the Dor Acharon. We could be the Omnivora, the nation that was created to that last generation to bring Mashiach. B'chi adayin uma atida l'havra'o shu omer v'amnivra. Is it still possible that we were created? Meaning, we're the Omnivora. Is that possible? Hey, what it's asking here, right? Wasn't that created already? Meaning, he keeps on creating? The Amr of Yossi b'Rabbi Shimon. Zed Dora shel Mordechai shenivra bris chadasha. So which door is this Omnivora? Yossi b'Rabbi Shimon says, this is the door of Mordechai. Right? Mordechai and Esther, Shushan Abira. Shenivna bris chadasha. That they made a new testament with us in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? What's the Gemara talk about over there? No. What did Mordechai do for us? Purim? He completed Har Sinai, essentially.
Kimu v'kiblu kfar.
Right, we didn't completely accept upon ourselves the Torah at Har Sinai. How do we know that? Kafalei Marka Gigis, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to us, meaning we only accepted it by force. If not, we were going to die. Different Perushim on that we're not going to get into now. We're going to read it as Shara right now. That we accepted it by force. Okay, we accepted it, but we didn't necessarily want it. It was accepted by force. Kodesh Baruch Hu forced it on us. But now that Mordechai and everyone did Shuvah in order to save themselves, so it wasn't forced anymore. It wasn't forced. They were Kimu Mashi Kiblu Far. Now they accepted it because they wanted it. They did Shuvah because they wanted it. And it was a completion to Har Sinai. And that's the Omnivora, because of this Bris Chadasha. He's not talking about Christianity. He's talking about, when he says Bris Chadasha, he's talking about that new Bris, where it's not just a force. Oh man, now I'm this like little kid who's forced to do something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forcing me to do it. Now we're older, we're more experienced, we realize we choose to do it. It's a new understanding. It's like when you get to that certain age in life, where you're at this age and everyone's forcing you to do everything. I have to take these tests, and I have to do this. And then you realize later in life, and slowly but surely, you realize these are things that were important. That if your parents didn't punish you in this point, you never learned to do this. And you think about, I don't know if I'm going to say thank you, but I really should. And you know, all these things come up, all these situations that you begin to get closer with your parents because you realize how much they really did and care for you. That they don't hate you, that every parent is loving. It says, Mittler Rebbe brings down in his Derech HaChaim in many places how it's impossible. Mittler Rebbe of Chabad. Don't bear. Second Rebbe of Chabad after the Alter Rebbe. And he brings down in Sefer Derech HaChaim, difficult Sefer, but it's impossible. It's impossible for a son to hate a father, or for a father to hate a son. Maybe it seems that way. Maybe he thinks so, but the Pnimiya Salev and the deepest parts, we know that there's a love there. There has to be. It's impossible now. I even asked the famous Mashbir of Chaim Shalom Deitch over here in the Tzemach Tzedek, and I asked him, like, what do you mean it's? What about, you know, we know situations, sons who hate their fathers, who run away, fathers hate their sons, and divorce, and crazy things, crazy world. But what? He says, no, it's not true. Whatever it is, it's not true. He told me a few stories back about people who they thought they hated it, just took a few little things. But the Pnimiya Salev, in the deepest part of our hearts, there is no hate between a father and a son. So too with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There isn't. It's impossible. Where were we? Fine. So this is the door of Mordechai. Once again, that he was Kimu Masha Kiblu Kfar. V'Rabbanan Amrei, Elu Ador Shein Kimetim B'Maseim. Rabbanim say a different opinion. Who's the Omnivora? These are the generations which are dead in their Maaseim. Kimesim B'Maseim. They're like dead people when they're doing the Avoda, when they're doing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work. Lehman, you want a copy? So, these are the generations where they're like dead, and meaning they're just doing it. All right, stop. It's as if they're like robots, right? That's essentially the old way for saying robots. Kemesim b'maseim, right? There's no chachma. There's nothing deeper. There's no seichel within it. It's just check. I'm doing this. Shachris, mincha, marav. Shachris, mincha, marav. Shachris, check. Malfunction. Okay, we'll try it again the next day. It's a robot.
You're starting a system.
And this door who is like dead people in their avoda, in their maaseim, in their doing, almost like with no reason, with no liveliness, with no bren. It's the ones who are coming banus ba'al of nechab Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, that are coming to daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that a borei otan bris chedasha, and you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Mordechai who's keeping Mashiach Kabbalah far. That was unbelievable. We needed that. But it's every year, those people who are mesim in their maaseim, who are like dead people when they're doing your work during the year, and they come Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and you make with them a bris chadasha as if, right? We're supposed to be like, we were standing at Rosh Hashanah every day, as Yashir. But what? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a new level. It's a new level of bris chadasha. We make that promise with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of a sudden, people start to feel, people start to believe. A beautiful, beautiful mashal of the that I heard from, actually also Rav Chaim Shalom Deitch Shlita, who heard it personally from the Admor of Tolzar and Yitzchak. Tolzar, you know Tolzar? Chassidim, Meisharim, break off vision, it's the big Admor. And he gave a beautiful mashal. He says the times of El, you know, what's special about, what's this whole Hamelech Basada thing? Kadosh Baruch Hu's in the field, he's out to play, right? What is this all, you know, what is that all, what does this all mean? Oh, he's in the field, yay. Like, now what? Should we go out to the field? No, it's not Kabbalah Shabbos and Sfat. So, no, what's Pshad? He gives a mashal. It says, there's a father, and he goes back to his house, and he sees he's got 6-7 kids, all under the age of 15, and they're all fighting like crazy, and this one's throwing cake at this one, and this one's wiping things on the other, and this one's complaining to you that you're not getting him in trouble for screaming at him, and this one's complaining that he's dumb, and this one's complaining that he called me dumb, and it's back and forth, and it's craziness, and someone threw a punch, and now there's crying, and the baby started crying because he heard that person, and it's craziness, there's a balagan in the house. And the father says, everyone get up, get your shoes on, we're going to the Ganayir. We're going to the park in the city. We're going to the park. Everyone gets their shoes on after him helping 6 people get their shoes on and making a whole snack bag and bringing a diaper bag and everything. And he brings them to the park and everyone's running around. Everyone's letting it out. Everyone's going down the slides. One kid scrapes himself and cries a little bit, puts a bandaid on it, kisses the boo-boo, we're all better. And they're running around and they calm down. And then it's time to go home. That's where he ends the mashal. What's the nimshal? Beautiful, 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 beautiful mashal. The nimshal is all year we're in this crazy place of balagan. The world is crazy. We're crazy. We're having this bell curve of doing tshuva and not doing tshuva, and we're good and we're bad and we're good and we're bad and we're bad and good. It's almost like ring Sefer Nevi'im. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, this time of El Tishrei, time of Yom Narayim, and he says, come, I'm going to take you out to the field. I'm going to give you time to run around. I'm going to give you time. Doesn't matter what happened during the year. Go run around. Let it out. Forgive you. I'll pretend like nothing happened. And the question is, the Nimshal is here. The question is, when we go back home, when we go back to the house after the park, are we going to start the fight again? Are we going to start the craziness again? Is the balagan going to happen again? Are we going to continue what happened in the park? Are we going to continue that bris chadasha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This new bris that we're having, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, says the Medrash in Terumah. It's an amazing Medrash over here. And it continues. Umalahem lasos. Oh, love that mashal. It's the best mashal. Umalahem lasos. What could they do? What could these people do? These people who come to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and they have a tuft in the ear. Lika hadas v'lulav v'haloscha. What could they possibly do? They could take their hadas and their avos and their lulav and they could say halo for you and say you're the greatest shneimar v'am nivra haliyah. And the nation, right, v'am nivra. V'am nivra. That's this am. V'am nivra, the nation that was created to say halo for you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yitzchak. Potter Kriya Bedoros Halalu Shein Lahem Lo Melech Velo Navi Lo Koin Lo Rem Vetum Vein Lam Elo Tfilazu Bilvad. Rabbi Yitzchak Potter says, no, these Doros, that
we're talking about the Am Nivru or the Dora Achron.
That what?
It's the Dora which has no king and no Navi and no Kohanim, and there's no Urim Vatum to answer their questions, and the Ein Lam El Tefillah, the only thing they have is Tefillah.
Once again, this is the Talmud of Tefillah La'ani Kiyatov, the Tefillah of the poor person, the poor Jew, the one who has nothing. Alright, an Ani has nothing, we have nothing. We have no Kohanim, we have no Levim, we have no Urim Vatumim, we have no Karbanos, nothing to be Mechapa for our sins, Elu Tefillah, nothing but Tefillah Bovad.
Amar Dov Livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David says in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Al Tevaza Tefilasem.
The people, that generation which doesn't have a Kohen, and doesn't have an Urim Vatumim, and doesn't have a Melech, and doesn't have a Navi, don't waste their Tefilos. Don't throw away their Tefilos. That's what he's not saying. Says we have Rav Yitzchak,
you know, it's not talking about that you shouldn't be mivazal on your tefillos. It is.
But it's also David HaMelech telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, that generation, the Dor Acharon, don't just throw away their tefillos. Don't throw it away. Don't spoil their tefillos. Tikatev zot, in the Talmud continues, Tikatev zot le Dor Acharon. This was written for that last generation. Mikan Shekadosh Baruch Hu mekabel hashavim v'am nivrei haluyah. From here, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel us when we run to return. Those who wish to return, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu borei osan bris chadash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts upon them this new bris. We'll continue next week. We'll get a little bit more into the tefillah of after Kadosh. Everyone should have a good Shabbos, a good Yor, a good Kibbutz Yor. Ksiva v'chasima tova. Have a nice Rosh Hashanah.